Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is an honor to be here this morning to co-open the SOAP Symposium in this very special place. Thank you, Ralph, for this introduction. I had no idea the rich history of this building, so it's really special to be here also for the location. The reason that I get to co-open this event is what Ralph just said. I'm the project officer for SOAP and on the European Commission side. This means, you know, I'm the person in the project that does nothing, that sits in Brussels, basically. But on a more serious side, on a more serious note, I'm also a policy officer in the area of open access for the European Commission. So the fact that I'm a project officer for SOAP is also linked to my daily policy work. So by way of an opening, what I would like to do is remind us of the context within which SOAP was born. It was born between late 2007 and early 2008, I believe, in the context of a call for proposals in the 7th Framework Program for Research. And this call wanted coordination and support actions on the scientific publishing system. It was a very open call that welcomed studies, like SOAP is, but also networking activities, dissemination, training. The expected impact for this call, this is commission lingo, we always have an expected impact for anything that we fund, was the following: network building amongst concerned stakeholders and support to the Commission's policy on access to scientific information. I believe that SOAP, which is, I have to say, an extremely catchy acronym, which caught our attention right away when we saw the submissions back in 2008, I believe that SOAP has proved to be an excellent reply to this call. And SOAP, I think, is very special and successful for many reasons. And I would just like to single out three. First of all, SOAP treats a subject area that's at the core of the open access debate, open access publishing. It treats it in a very focused way, not only in a focused way, but in a compelling and convincing way. The approach of focusing on offer and demand in the area of open access publishing is very clear and appealing. In terms of offer, SOAP has managed to do a comprehensive and authoritative analysis and to offer an overview of what exists in the area of open access publishing. In terms of demand, SOAP has done absolutely groundbreaking work through a large-scale survey, and we're all here to hear the results of that survey. Second, SOAP is special because of its consortium. First of all, it's a multi-stakeholder project. It brings together funding bodies and publishers, but it also brings together publishers of different types, open access publisher and large commercial publishers. This is quite unique in the work done on open access so far. SOAP is also a multidisciplinary project. It brings together physics, medicine, life sciences, expertise not only in these hard sciences, but also in the social sciences and humanities. This is, of course, very important for a research funding program like the 7th Framework Program that covers a very large span of areas. And while we are on the topic of the consortium, I would like to say that I have been very, very impressed with the consistently high level of dedication and energy brought by every single member of the project. I haven't been present, but I have, because I've seen what has gone on, and it's been very impressive. The third reason that I would like to single out to say why SOAP is special is that it practices open access. First of all, it is part of the European Commission's open access pilot in the Seventh Framework Program. What this means is that all the publications coming out of the project are open access. But SOAP goes much further. It practices open access to data. As you know, the project is releasing today a data set that's based on the large survey that it's done on open access publishing. And it's my understanding that this data will not only be public, but that reuse will actually be encouraged. So for all these reasons, I am convinced that SOAP will have a real impact at many levels, even after the project formally ends. And on the basis of what I believe SOAP has achieved, I think that the next step is now clear. It's time for all concerned stakeholders, including the European Commission, of course, to draw conclusions and to devise actions based on what we are learning from SOAP. And that stage is, of course, what we're starting today. So, as a policy officer working on open access, I will be listening very closely to recommendations, policy recommendations, coming out of today's discussions. So congratulations to SOAP. You have done an amazing job. I'm proud to be your project officer, and I really look forward to this symposium. And with that, I would like to hand over to Salvatore, the tireless project coordinator, whom I owe a lot to in this mission. Thank you very much.